Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. It's The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee here all week with John Hockenberry. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
Torn ligaments, arthritis, achy joints. No, I'm just saying
this is
what could happen to you if you run for too long, right? That's the assumption.
Run.
If you're a marathon, if you run marathons, eventually the cartilage is going to wear out in your knees. All kind of horrible things are going to happen to your joints. That's the assumed wisdom. But fitness writer Gretchen Reynolds tells us that new research shows running actually might be good for your knees. She's a freelance writer and author of a weekly fitness column in the New York Times Magazine. Gretchen, welcome.
Good morning.
See, now you're claiming something which, frankly, I find very difficult to believe. You're saying running could be good for your knees, and that's certainly against everything we've been told for as long as I've been alive.
It's against a whole lot that I've been told because I run, and everyone tells me I'm going to ruin my knees. But the latest science is very compelling that in many ways, running seems to actually be protective against arthritis. And in this case, we are talking about arthritis of the knees, which is what most people do mean when they tell you running is going to ruin your knees. But there have been a couple of fairly substantial studies that suggest that even marathoning, which tends to be
the worst,
involve a great deal of running, actually seems to provide some protection against knee problems. The group of scientists actually over in Austria did a really interesting study in which they did MRIs of the knees of a group of marathoners, and they did it 10 years ago, and then they did another set of MRIs 10 years later. And most of the runners had continued to run marathons that whole time. And what the MRI showed was that the knees were no worse than they had ever been, and they were actually healthier than the knees of the one runner who
Yeah, the one guy stopped running and his knees were a mess, right?
Exactly. And the scientists speculated that he would have been better off to actually keep running. It probably would have been better for his knees.
Now, the difference here is that if you've had a knee injury, then running is bad, right?
Particularly, especially if you've torn your ACL.
Which is the ligament in your knee.
Yes, that one of the ligaments in the knees. And that tends to make your knee no longer be in alignment. Knees actually are made for running. They're really quite good at it. But if you have seriously hurt your knee, particularly if you've torn a ligament, then your knee tends to no longer be in exactly the right alignment. And then what happens is when you run, you do start wearing away the cartilage. And then you can wind up with osteoarthritis, which is bone-on-bone arthritis. The bones are no longer cushioned at all, and it's usually quite painful.
Well, this is certainly going to remove the excuse a lot of people have for not getting some exercise. Freelance writer Gretchen Reynolds, thanks so much.
Sure, thank you.